Welcome to the WJBM Outdoor Show, coming from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple: kill big deer. Today we have returning Matt Cheek, Westwood's taxidermy. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Glad I'm here.
And Matt, we were just talking about the first ever WJBM Outdoor Show Big Buck Contest.
Right. Yes, excited for it.
Awesome. So the requirements for the Big Buck Contest are going to be a valid 2024 Illinois archery permit. It's going to have to be legally harvested game according to the laws of Illinois. It's going to be based off of gross score.
Gross antler, Scott. Yep.
Yeah. So a scoreable point.
1 inch or more.
Okay.
It has to be 1 inch to be scoreable.
Okay. And then a little how-to. We're gonna have you bring the attached skull plate to Westwood's taxidermy. You're going to have to leave it behind for scoring, and you'll be able to return and pick it up. Or you can call ahead for an appointment to have it scored. The number for Westwood's is 618-806-8237. And then the third option would be if you are interested in having the taxidermy or the caping done at Westwood's, you call ahead to make sure that there are still available spots for shoulder mounts.
Yes, correct.
And then also call ahead and make sure that the cape schedule, in terms of it's not an overwhelming amount of harvest.
Yeah.
Where,
there are definitely days that it's a lot busier than others.
Yeah. So then if an appointment is made for the mount or the cape, the deposit for the mount would need to be paid, or the caping fee if announced the numero uno big buck.
That's
of
right. The
winner. JBM.
Yes,
the winner will be refunded for the deposit or and or cape fee.
Yep.
Okay. Deadline, November 22nd. That will allow the first phase of archery season to come completion.
Yes.
And if a hunter were to shoot a buck on the last night of archery before firearm, that'll give them a day to get it in.
And that definitely happens.
Okay, so do we need to say, it does happen.
Yes.
Do we need to say 11:59 p.m.? End of the business day.
Yeah.
What do we do? Say 6 o'clock? What time is your business day over on
November
22nd?
In all honesty, during deer season, I try to be pretty flexible. I like to be out of the shop by 8 in the evenings now during season. But if for some reason, if somebody calls me and I know they're coming, if it's later and I need to open up, I will.
You know,
as long as you keep in contact with me and let me know you've got something that's coming in for the contest, I'll open the doors and we'll get it taken care of.
Okay, so the deadline is November 22nd.
Correct.
As long as it's not November 23rd,
correct.
I guess.
Correct, yes.
All right, we'll appreciate that. Okay, and then with the contest, we're going to be giving away first prize, a shoulder mount by the award-winning Matt Cheek at Westwood Taxidermy. Second prize is going to be a $250 gift certificate from Outrageous Outdoors in Jerseyville. And third place will be a $150 gift certificate from Smith Seed. Seed sales and drone aerial application. Contact J.D. Smith. 217-473-8621. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
That's a cash value of
$900.
All right. So we're looking at $1,400 in the first annual.
Yeah, that's great.
Awesome. That's outstanding. Yeah. We appreciate you so much.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be a part of it.
Yeah. So here in Jersey County, we got a lot of big bucks coming out of here.
Yeah.
What are some of the biggest deer that you've seen?
The biggest deer I've mounted doing this, and it was actually a Macoupin County deer, but it net scored 241 and some change.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was taken back in 2019, I believe it was. That's by far the biggest. I have been fortunate to mount a handful of 200 plus inch deer. Fortunate enough, one of them was mine. Back in 2018. But yeah, it's every year, you know, there's a handful of 170 plus inch deer that, you know, come from right here in the area. So we definitely have great genetics. But yeah, that's, yeah, that 242 was pretty impressive. I was, you know, blessed to be able to have my hands on that and be able to mount that. You know, just, you know, I tell guys, I kind of joke, they all pay the same, but it's still being a deer hunter to see something like that and having, again, we talked about getting to that mature age. Mm-hmm. to get a deer that way and just see what they can do when they get that age structure. It's just pretty phenomenal.
There's some statistic out there, like 1% of hunters will harvest a Pope and Young.
Yes. Yeah. It's, I know I looked when I shot mine, especially with archery equipment. It's a very, very small percentage of people with archery equipment, especially whoever harvest a net Boone and Crockett deer.
Right. Now, so Pope and Young is 125 inches of antler.
Yes.
Minus deductions. So deductions is basically you've got a 10 point and the symmetry on the measurements, anything that it's off in terms of perfect symmetry is a
deduction. Yes.
Okay. And Pope and Young, and then Boone and Crockett also, has deductions. Safari Club International scoring system is a pure gross score with no deductions.
Yeah.
So with that being said, what is the overall, like, where do you think the deductions aspect, how does that hit, like, when it comes to the world of taxidermy?
For me, I don't know. I had a couple deer officially scored. The big one I shot, I guess it depends. You know, I get a lot of people that come in, and if you're worried about the size, like, you want the biggest deer, you don't get it officially scored. Deductions, I mean, there's a lot of 180 inch deer that will net 150s.
Right.
You know, the deductions. Now, you know, a non-typical deer gets a little bit different. You know, they don't have, if I remember right, you know, the deductions don't go against, it's a little different. A non-typical deer will score higher than what a typical will.
So if you are blessed enough to have to make that decision, you would then have a decision of, do I get it scored typical versus non-typical?
Yes. Yeah. And I believe, it may have changed. Once you hit, I think it's 15 inches of abnormal or points. If you have a deer that has a bunch of stickers and drops and you hit that 15 inch mark, I believe it's an automatic, and they score it as a non-typical.
Okay. All right. And, so something that I'm not even clear on it. What is actual, do you know what an actual Boone and Crockett entry is?
I believe for archery, I should know this myself. I think it's 170 inches. I think it has to net 170. Okay. It's 160 or 170.
But I think it's screwy. Like I've seen 160 B and C, but then, you know, the 170 mark, net, but then there's a 175. I've seen these. I don't even know.
Yeah, and I'm so used to in my shop, like I said, when guys want their deer scored, we just go off gross score. Mm-hmm. You know, one, it's just time consuming to go through for me and deduct everything, but it's, you know, I'm kind of the nets are for fish. You know, we've all heard that saying, most of us. I kind of feel that way in my shop. You know, if it's an inch or longer and the deer grew it, you know, I'm giving him credit for it, you know. So that's where the scoring, the Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young system kind of, sometimes, you know,
I don't like deductions. give them what they got.
Yes,
you know,
if they grew it, it's there. So
if we want to get technical, there's it's really not like I've seen deer that don't score as good as other deer.
Yes.
And are much more impressive.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we're using like circumference and length measurements.
Yes.
But the overall objective seems to be volume or actual mass. So, you know,
well, that's, I've had, you know, multiple clean eight point frames over the years that have 150 to 160 inch deer for an 8-pointer.
That's,
and you put it up against a 170 inch, 180 inch 12 point frame.
Mm-hmm.
The 12 pointer scores more, but the 8-point frame is much more impressive looking to me, mm-hmm. you know, in my opinion. It's just, it's a huge frame. I guess it's all in what, I mean, the hunter and I guess some people, I've had guys that love 8-pointers, guys love 12-pointers, they love drop tine deer, you know, it's, I guess, preference, but yeah, the scoring system's a little janky at times, I think, but again, I'm a gross score guy.
Yeah, let's go gross.
Yes.
And it'll be gross in the big buck contest.
Yes, yeah.
So I like it. All right, you are in the 200 club.
Correct.
Walk us through that.
So I was very fortunate enough back in 2018 to harvest a gross 206-inch deer on public land here in Illinois.
Wow.
It was an archery hunt in an area you had to draw for. First time I'd ever applied there, a buddy of mine, he had asked me if I wanted to apply. He had hunted in there years past and got drawn. We applied, got drawn, November 1st, second day in. We had done a little scouting, hung some stands, and just, hey, this looks like some good spots. And that day it was raining, and I wasn't even going to go hunting that day. I went out about noon, and about 3 o'clock, he came down the ridge, and I didn't realize how big I knew he was a big enough deer to shoot, you know, but didn't realize what I had taken until we got down on him and found him. And then it was like, all happened again, just, you know, and then once I had him officially taped, you know, then it was like, this is really real. I mean, I shot a 206 inch deer, you know, so, very, very cool. I was fortunate enough. I was in North American Whitetail Magazine with that deer.
Wow.
So that was pretty neat, to happen, you know, didn't think in my life I'd ever be in a hunting magazine. So that was pretty neat. They always put out a public land issue every fall. And so I had taken it to a deer classic type thing up in Bloomington. It wasn't the big deer classic that year. They hadn't had it yet again. But, and there was a gentleman there scoring then from North American Whitetail. And when I walked in with it, you know, he immediately came over and was, you know, where'd you shoot that at? And, you know, so we started talking and he grabbed me before we left and, hey, would you be interested in doing an article? And I said, yeah. You know, I'm like, well, are you going to tell everybody where I shot the deer at?
Well, on that, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Listen to the sponsors. And when we come back, he can tell us all where you shot it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Welcome back to the WJBM Outdoor Show, coming from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple, kill big deer. And rejoining us, Matt Cheek of Westwood's Taxidermy. He was just about to tell us where he killed a 208-inch?
Six. 206, yeah.
Inch net public land whitetail. What was it, gross?
It was a gross 206.
Oh, yeah. It was a gross 206. Okay, yep. All right.
Yeah, net 187. And
Deductions. Yeah. What you're going to do is you're going to give us the pin and we're going to post that to the Facebook
page.
I'll
drop you some Onyx pins, Google Maps. again, that the old saying of farm pond north of Brighton or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No,
yeah.
So, going back to the recovery, your buddy is there with you.
Yeah, it was, again, it was pouring, pouring down. I thought I made a good shot. And then, you know how you shoot and you think you did, you're like, okay, yeah. And then you're like, okay, well, or did I miss? And, you know, and so I hurried up and got down. I didn't want to push it, you know, but I wanted at least getting to find my arrow. 'Cause I wasn't shooting Luminox. It was raining. you know, so I found my arrow and it looked good. So I was trying to call him with wet hands on an iPhone and that didn't work, shaking like I couldn't hardly move. And I met him back at the road coming in and yeah, we waited about an hour and a half, and we kind of crept down there and, you know, he didn't go far, but of course, you know, the area we were in was pretty rough ground. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, my other friend, Doug Fink, Doug was in the area and he had just ran a track with his dog. And he said, well, if you need a hand, let me know. Well, me and my buddy that I was hunting with, we tried to get that deer out of there, and we couldn't, 3 feet up the hill, and we were sliding back down because I had him field dressed, but I wanted him, you know, if it had been any other deer, I probably would have caped him right there on the hillside and we'd have packed him out.
Right.
But I knew once we got down there and actually saw him, I knew that I had something pretty special. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I wanted to get some pictures. And so Doug came by and luckily he had one of his big leads for his dog. And so he got up the hill so far and we'd basically pulley systemed it up. He'd get around the tree with the rope. We tied the bases of the antlers. Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3, Jeremy and I'd lift and pull. Doug would cinch the rope.
Wow.
And it took us about 3 hours to get him to my tailgate, and it's about a 15-minute walk from my tailgate to the truck if you aren't pulling anything out of there. So it was well worth it. Yeah. But it was definitely, I don't know how good of friends we are anymore after that night, but it was definitely worth it.
Okay. So, with the rain,
yeah,
that can pose a challenge for what you do with the taxidermy, right?
Yes. You know, anytime a hide gets wet, it's just bacteria grows. If it's especially on a harvested deer, if it's laying out in the rain, or, you know, it goes kind of, we talked about field care a little bit earlier. I've had guys, you know, they get them field dressed, they'll get them home. They'll hose them out.
Mm-hmm.
And hosing them out's fine, but they'll get the hair wet. They'll hose them out real good, get all the hair wet, and then they'll pack ice in it and hang it up by the back legs. A lot of people do it.
Mm-hmm.
It is not great to do that. That ice will melt and that water puddles up under the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it inevitably just drips down into the head and the face. And so the deer will come in looking like they got stung by bees.
Mm-hmm.
That is a recipe for disaster for a hide to slip.
Okay.
One, they're very, very hard to cape off the head when they get like that. Uh-huh. Because it's just very hard to see where you're skinning. And plus, like I said, that water is on an expired deer is bad news for bacteria. So you want to try to avoid getting them sopping wet. Again, by all means, you get them field dressed, hose them out, hang them up by the front legs.
Okay.
Hose out the cavity, let it run down. Just don't saturate it with water. And again, packing ice in it, like laying on its side for a while to keep it cool is okay.
Uh-huh.
You just don't want to hang it up by its back legs, put 3 or 4 ice bags in there and then let it sit overnight when it's a little warmer.
That face will come out a little puffy.
Yes. And so, yeah. And so, on, yeah, the water side, yeah, on the taxidermy side of things, just bacteria. Bacteria is, you know, I tell guys anytime it starts to get above 40 degrees and you don't have your deer in a walk-in, or in the freezer and you just have it hanging, I mean, it's just, you're kind of flirting with disaster. 9 times out of 10, it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, I mean, again, bacteria is growing mm-hmm. on that animal. So it's best just to get it taken care of as quick as you can and get it to your taxidermist or to your meat locker or in a walk-in or in your own freezer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Any other field care pointers, things?
You know, again, biggest thing is just field dressing, making sure if you're going to cape it yourself. And I always tell guys, like, if you're not 100% sure how to cape a deer, I know at least for me in my shop, if you were going to bring it to me anyways, bring it to me. I would rather cape it. I'll show you how to cape it while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if you ever get into a bind where you got to do it again on your own, you know mm-hmm. how to do it properly. You know, again, just making the right cuts, and it's not hard. Once you see it done, it's not hard. You know, so it obviously helps when you have a hoist. You know, I have a hoist there to lift mm-hmm. them up. A lot of guys don't have that option sometimes, but, just caping, Make sure you're caping them correct, cutting in the correct places, so you're not cutting things off that you shouldn't be cutting off that, you know, inevitably can't be replaced. You know, field dress as fast as you can after you get it harvested and you know is down.
Yeah.
You know, just take care of it, you know, get it to where it needs to go as quick as you can so that you'll have the best mount you can get.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, have you ever done a full body mount?
On a whitetail, I haven't. I have helped another local taxidermist one time put one together. They are a lot of work, a lot of sewing.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. I've had a couple calls on them, but I've never had a chance to actually mount a life-size whitetail. Like I said, I've done two or three life-size bears, some smaller life-size, some bobcats and stuff, but no whitetails.
Okay. So what is there a different field care routine if you were to do a
so
full body mount?
If you're, your best bet is if you shoot or, you know, a deer that you want to get life size mounted, that's one you really ought to do quickly. Get to call your taxidermist. Hey, I have this deer that I want life size. Let them skin it out because they'll probably want it skinned. I mean, it has to be skinned out a particular way,
right?
As opposed to just your normal field dress cut and then, you know, caping it for a shoulder mount. So, cause you know, you have to have the entire skin.
Right.
And then wherever that cuts at has to get sewed up because it's going to be on the mount. So your best bet is to contact your taxidermist as soon as possible and say, hey, you know, I've got a deer that I want to bring that I need you to skin.
Okay. Have you seen this new phenomenon of dwarf deer?
I have seen some, I haven't read too much about it. I have seen some pictures on Facebook and pretty crazy.
okay, so I always thought, that's like, it's a 10 point and
yeah,
it's tiny. Like that's going to be a heck of a deer one day.
Yeah.
But now we're hearing about these dwarf deer.
Yeah.
Not, we've seen a couple on the trail cams over the years.
My dad has a friend. He used to help me in the shop a little bit. He's retired, and he told me stories back. He lived outside of Delhi.
Okay.
And has told me stories when he was a kid or younger. They used to see him out there. So, I mean, I've never seen one, but I believe that they're out there.
I'm telling you, if I get a chance, I'm getting it full body mounted.
That'll definitely be one to get done.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming out.
Yeah,
and
no problem.
You could, please let everybody know how to follow you on social media.
Yes.
And
so I have if you're on Facebook, you can get on Facebook, follow my Westwoods Taxidermy page. Also, my cell phone, my business number is 618-806-8237. You can call me, you can text me on that number. But yeah, those are the two best ways. Like I said, follow my page. If you like seeing my work, more than welcome to swing by my shop, you know, give me a call, come in. I've always got something hanging in there, throughout the year always. And so by all means, just check it out and hopefully you like what you see.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, we appreciate the generous sponsorship,
yeah, not a
the
problem.
Big Buck Contest, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. Me too. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks, man.
All right. Take care.